YOLO, the saying, not the county. This is, I forgot, the yearbook. I'm your host, Doug. It's a sportscast. You can complain, it says, in the yearbook at hotmail.com. You can also listen, unfortunately, just about anywhere. Maybe we did mean the county. If you've seen the recent movie Molly's Game, she was an athlete in real life. You have seen a clip of Jose Bautista at the beginning of the movie. This doesn't give anything away. I promise we wouldn't do that to you. Jose Bautista slamming his bat inside the dugout. In case you're curious, that clip is from a July 8th, 2014 game with the Blue Jays and Bautista visiting Anaheim. The Stanley Cup era Canucks and Bruins also show up at the very beginning of Molly's Game. What is going on at the beginning of that movie? You have to see it. While you're watching all the commercials on Sunday, like the Elmer Brucker beer ad, which no one remembers but was done really well, or the ad for a mortgage company, which no one remembers, that shows why cats hate Super Bowl commercials and tomato sauce, consider this is the story all about how two guys wound up in the Super Bowl. Actually, it's not really a story, and both guys are from the same team, the Patriots. So this is really unprofessional. We're neutral in this game, but both guys happen to be on New England. Brandon King played a lot of different positions in college, was not drafted, but signed with the Patriots in 2015. And Bill Belichick, who seriously, supposedly loves talking about special teams at length, credits New England's special teams coach with discovering King, who's been valuable on special teams ever since. But just like at Auburn, where King was good at a lot of different positions, even the ones he was too small for, his pro career is misleading. In a good way. King has always worn number 36, a defensive back's number, and the Patriots' official yearbooks had always listed him as defensive back and safety. But King spends most of his time practicing with the linebackers. Also, fellow Patriots special teams standout Matthew Slater and a lot of other specialists, too, see the regular field here and there. And you hear Al Michaels say, Matthew Slater has checked in at receiver. That's nothing what Al Michaels sounds like. But in 4 years, King, the linebacker with a defensive back's uniform, has never played a single defensive or offensive snap. In other words, he has not seen the field even once in 4 years, except for during kicks. No matter. This year, the Patriots yearbook lists King as a linebacker. This is his third Super Bowl, and he could get his second ring Sunday. He also gained some measure of fame. You may have seen this when, during the regular season, a Pittsburgh player ran out of bounds and took a seat on the Patriots bench. King is the player who pushed the Steelers player off the bench. Everyone's sick of New England, except for Jason McCourty. A few years ago, Jason McCourty admitted that, yes, he was jealous of brother Devin's success. Devin and Jason are twins. But Devin has always played for the Patriots and has made 5 Super Bowls, winning 2 so far. Jason has always been somewhere else, mostly the Titans and then the Browns, which will not get you on the Stephen Colbert Show, as both twins were this week. Actually, it will get you on the Stephen Colbert Show if the Titans or Browns make the Super Bowl, but neither did. So Jason McCourty has now joined the Patriots at the end of their run, and in so doing, has won his first division championship, appeared in and won his first playoff games, and made his first Super Bowl. So if you're interested, there's still a reason to root for the Patriots. This is not a new story. Seth Joyner, just for one, joined the Packers in the 90s for their second consecutive Super Bowl, but lost to the Broncos, but then joined the Broncos and finally won his first Super Bowl the next season in his last game. A lot of other players are not so lucky after being so unlucky. Non-sports related note, Molly O'Malley, who's a model, talking about May 22nd, the finest day of all the 388 on the calendar. May 22nd, born Molly O'Malley, an Instagram personality, has passed 500,000 followers. Now, for an Instagram superstar born on any other day, 500,000 followers would be nothing. But for May 22nd, this is huge. I don't know how this podcast became Molly themed. I promise that was a complete accident.